Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, and thanks for staying with us through the break. Steve Quayle is still with us. I have to tell you, we are being interfered with. Are you surprised? I mean, you remember I interviewed Steve a couple of years ago when I was on vacation in Hawaii. My wife and son were at the beach playing completely empty condo and nothing but dishes sounds. And then the last time we had people screaming and shuffling papers and, you know, you get it. So I haven't heard any noises. Of course, we'll know in the playback, but during the break, I did play back about 3 minutes and I didn't hear anything. So I'm hopeful that we'll have clear sailing here. Before we go, Steve's going to talk about Renaissance precious metals, and I'll tell you, you want to turn your soon-to-be worthless cash, and I won't say collapse, but soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals, namely gold, and I'll let Steve talk about that before we go. In fact, I'm going to have Steve open with that in just a moment. Also, ready-made resources, my good friend Bob Griswold, and I have to tell you, best prepping out there. He has everything from water filtration to night vision. He finances the high end. Go to readymaderesources.com. And again, if you don't have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine, and tools, you know, you're going to be in trouble because the day is going to come when the just-in-time deliveries aren't there. So you really need to prep, and we can help you with the food. 70% off, restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. PrepareWithDave.com. That's who makes this program available to you. And these are products that all of you will need. Steve, let's take a minute and talk about the good work you do with Renaissance Precious Metals. I'm a customer, and an advertiser for you. So I wanted to take a minute here and let you talk about this.
Well, one of the questions I get asked all the time is, how come the world's billionaires and everybody is wrong on the metals market? And my answer simply is this. The control of humanity, especially any alternatives to that would keep people out of the system, are basically being messed with, especially the gold and silver prices, which are manipulated, even to the point of lawsuits being filed, etc. The best time to buy gold and silver is now, when it's at a historic low, relative historic low. And 7-8 years ago, gold jumped up to $1,950 an ounce. We saw silver at just hovering under $50 an ounce. And the big mover in the last couple of years, Dave, has been palladium. Platinum was moving up huge, and then they hit it down again over the last couple of weeks, $75. But here's the point. I made the issue pretty loud and clear, I think, on the first hour we did, where imagine everyone's cut off from their credit cards, whose social credit score, based on the fact they're a conservative, a Christian, or a gun owner, denies them almost instantaneous access to their credit cards, plus gives a due-on-notice alert. In other words, you don't get time to pay it off. They demand it. And most of us have never read, 18, 20 pages of credit card jargon, because we just assumed everything was fine. Gold and silver, platinum and palladium, they all make coins, they all make bars. They're all equally as liquid in a market. But when it comes to barter, silver will be your barter item. For instance, at $50 an ounce, when it hit that 7 years ago or so, the point that you could have bought, I think gas was maybe $4. You could have bought 12.5 gallons worth of gas for 1 ounce of silver. Today, you've got gas in Bozeman, it's about 3.5. And today, you know, silver's like, let's say $17. So you can see that you can always trade. In Venezuela, you hear the stories about Venezuela. You hear the stories about people starving. You hear the stories about their devaluing currency. But you know one thing you never hear of? The people that have the gold, whether India, whether Venezuela, whether Nazi Germany, whether Vietnam and the Vietnamese fleeing from the North Vietnam, and China is encouraging their population to buy gold. Less than one-half of 1% of the people in the United States buy gold or silver. I even saw an article by somebody saying, sell everything you own in your precious metals and buy Bitcoin because it's going up. Bitcoin is basically a cryptocurrency. It exists in cyberspace. My statement is simply this. If you can't touch it, you don't own it. And it's the only asset, gold and silver, that isn't somebody else's liability. In other words, when you got it, whether you got thousands or hundred thousands, it's yours in your hot little hand. Someone says, well, how will I trade my silver? You can't eat silver. Well, I can tell you this. You can go to any place in the world once things get bad, or you can go to any place in the world right now. Silver and gold are traded in other currencies besides the U.S. dollar. So you've got to get out of the mindset that everything is going to be traded in dollars. I had a lady, Dave, I think I've told this story before. I'll tell it again. She was kind of basically ridiculing, wondering if I was misleading people, telling them to buy gold and silver. And God gave her a dream that night. And she and her daughter, now pay attention to where this was. She and her daughter were fleeing in the Pacific Northwest from one state to another, and I believe it may have been Montana to Idaho, and there were foreign Russian guards. And when they came to the border, they offered him some silver. And he said, but do you have any gold? And she played dumb. He said, ah, silver is for food. Gold is for your life. And she called me back and apologized. That's a real story. It's not about being right or wrong. It gives you options. So let's say silver goes up to $100 an ounce and gas is $10 a gallon. You're going to be able to trade for it. Let's say you're locked out of the system because of your social credit score. Trust me, black markets thrive. And I'm not talking the illegal ones. I'm talking free ones. Although you know this as well as I do. When the rule and reign of Antichrist, and he has total control of the economic system, anybody trying to operate outside of it is going to be dead. But until that time, it gives you some options. And I would say this, Dave, most people who look at the stock market as an amulet, in other words, they stay on it. If the stock market's up, oh, everything's good. If it goes down, uh-oh, we got to worry. The worry should be done because that's nothing more than a hypnotist amulet that you watch to keep you numb and dumb down to what's really going on. So my company, Renaissance, has been in business for 35 years. I used to be a trader, meaning futures and stuff. You can no longer do that, in my opinion. We're trading against algorithms now. So I practice what I preach. I tell people this too, and I'm going to make it clear. If you have less than $1,000 to invest, do not buy silver or gold. Buy food, buy food, buy food, because food is going to be the most valuable commodity. We're seeing the entire, if you will, staff of bread. Now, that's a word that simply means the food production distribution. We're seeing that absolutely decimated in the United States. And so food prices are going to go ballistic. So I'm telling everybody, you don't even think about gold and silver until you've got your basics, your survival supplies. And so if you're under $1,000 or even a couple thousand, you should keep $1,000 in cash money just in case an unforeseen expense comes along. Because, Dave, it's going to get very, very dicey. So they can call my company, Renaissance Precious Metals at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. It's on the website, stevequayle.com. And I just shortened it to SQ Metals, the same company. And so, you know, we try and take care of people. But I want to make it known, I do not cold call anybody. So I can't, if you say, call my Uncle George, I can't call your Uncle George unless your Uncle George says, in writing an email to you, have him call me. Because, you know, here's the problem. People invest in metals one day at one price, it's going up, they hold on, and then they get mad at me when it goes down in price, you know? And such is the nature of the beast. Apple stock, how would you like to be holding Tesla at its height, the stock Tesla, now holding it today, you know, or General Electric? So people have got to be savvy, and I tell people, silver is for barter. Gold is for if you have to flee, if you have to have a stash. And the Chinese right now, and nobody knows their official hoard, but I'm told by a trader in Beijing that it's somewhere between 30 and 40,000 tons. Imagine that if it revalues 4 to 5 times its current price. Russia and China have been both buying gold in huge amounts. Meanwhile, there's never been an audit of, Fort Knox, and it's even skeptical whether there is any gold in there. So people, you know, get it if you can afford it, but until you can get your food first and your other prep items, gold and silver are the last thing. You'll eat with food, and right, you might have to stay hidden for a week or so before you go out and try and, you know, acquire whatever through gold or silver. But the world history is that he who has gold or silver is always able to eat. And the food, and the Swiss have a great statement: he who has gold never starves.
Well, it's something that holds its value, too, for 6,000 years. And we're not going to use the word collapse, as we agree, but the dollar's headed for bad days. And, you know, my grandparents stood in line at the bank, never got their money out, and they were well-to-do, and they lost everything. And I mean everything. My mom was raised in poverty as a result. So, Steve, this is coming here, and people don't realize it. And those that come out the other side, there are always people that come out of a catastrophe. And are they going to be intact financially, or do they want to be left, you know, burning their dollars in the fireplace? To me, that's what it comes down to. Can you give the number out for,
yes,
for Renaissance?
406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Leave a message on the service. We don't open usually until 9:30 Mountain Time. I'm in Mountain Time Zone, so, and Tyler, my son, will call you back, or you can email me at steve777, steve777, at stequayle, QUAYLE.com.
Okay, very good. Well, Steve, you know, I want to go back to the takedown of America, because I think it's at hand, and we have this massive immigration that's been happening across the border, and this isn't recent, and we've got... about the only true thing that James Comey ever said was on July the 4th, 2016, he said there are ISIS cells in all 50 states. That's why I was not surprised when in Alabama they had discovered an ISIS cell, and it was the FBI. And I'm thinking, well, that's just one of how many? And so we have MS-13 here, which are the political assassins for the cartels. As I said, we have ISIS. ISIS is, and the cartels are controlled by the Chinese. The Chinese are controlling the cartels in places like San Francisco, Humboldt County, Chinatown. I mean, Steve, I could go on and on. But we have so many subversive forces in this country. And I wrote an article once, and I told Texas, watch out, because this is all the Walmart closings were going on in the last Central American invasion. And I had a top-ranking official from the Texas Rangers write to me and says, Dave, you're going down the wrong path. And I said, what's the right path? He said, there are enough terrorists in Texas to probably take over a dozen small to mid-sized towns. He said, this is what you should be focusing on. So that's the first wave, Steve. And then the second thing I think that'll happen is once we have utter chaos in this country and the grid's paralyzed and the economy is in trouble and you can get murdered just walking out of your house, it'll be like Bosnia. I had Daisy Luther on the show yesterday to talk about what she learned when she visited Bosnia, and I can see that happening here. And then the Red Dawn invasion comes. And I've detailed about how all these forces have coalesced in places like El Salvador and Honduras. And I believe a lot of these foot soldiers are crossing now looking for pre-stored weapons caches. And then once we're sufficiently crippled from the Red Dawn invasion, World War III starts. That's my active scenario now, leaving out a lot of the details. I'd like to get your opinion. Where do you think, what would you like to say in response to what I just said?
Well, first of all, Dave, I've been on record for 25 years, and again, that's a quarter of a century. I want to put it into perspective, because how many people believe the United States would be brought to a civil war again 25 years ago? And obviously, I think there was a famous book called, what was it called, The Coming Civil War, and I forget the author, but that was about around that time, but very few people saw it. I see your scenario, only I see a little bit greater chance. I believe Minnesota and Michigan will be the first states that there's going to be a severe Islamic blowback to. I said in, I think it was on Doug Hagman's show, I said, here's what I saw, and I saw it happening, it being the Civil War beginning. Now, obviously, Dmitry Dudeman and other people who have seen over 100 years what's going to happen to America, so it's not like God hasn't been warning us, have seen, obviously, Civil War. But the idea is this, is that with the country being given over to radical Islam by the Obama administration, by obviously Brennan, who has converted to Islam, by the heads that were put into the DHS, different departments, especially the fusion centers, by the slaughter of Christians going uncontested by the mainstream church, and that makes me furious. I thank God for guys like Ray Ibrahim and others who are absolutely sounding the word against Christian persecution, Gatestone Institute. There are people sounding it, but Dave, nobody gets it. I don't think, can I be blunt for you? I don't think that anybody cares until it comes to their doorstep. You know, somebody said, what is it? Someone else's problems are a crisis, but when it comes to your doorstep, it's a tragedy. Yeah. We are the most self-centered generation in the history of the world, in my opinion. And that is the vanity that Facebook has provided. Instead of people falling in love with God, they fell in love with their own image. And we are a nation of dumbed-down narcissists. All you've got to do is obviously see selfies. And for the record, I've never taken a selfie. You know, probably not smart enough to use my smartphone to do it, but I don't do it. And the people that have been taking selfies, putting the pictures of their kids on the Internet, putting your best friend, my birthday party, blah, 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 all of that stuff is going into a massive self-erecting database. We are at war now, Dave. That's what I make the difference between. Some people don't think we're at war yet. We are at war now because behind the scenes, the greatest intelligence agencies in the world, at least they were at one time, are actively working against the American citizen. And thank God for, I think it was General Dernford's statement the other day, that they don't owe allegiance to any man but to the Constitution. The Constitution is a relegated piece of paper to history that George Bush made, took the name of the Lord God in vain, and said that it was just, you know, blankety blank piece of paper. I lost all respect for him, by the way, when he did that. But here's the deal. Borders, language, culture. We are undergoing a civil war right now. When does it turn into a shooting war? I think we're going to see it start to accelerate through the summer. But into the fall, and we always hear about the fall, I want to share something. Just as I said, after Branson last year, everything would change and the word normal would be never used again. And can I tell you something? I hear it every day. Boy, things aren't normal. I remember when things were normal. What happened to when it was normal? I hear that every day. Okay, so I think that was a true word. After Branson, here's what I get. The night comes when no man can work. I don't know how bad it's going to get. I don't have detail. But I can tell you this, it has a lot to do with the occult and a lot to do with aliens. And so what I see is we're under civil war, and I believe that all of the stops will be pulled, that they will seek to slaughter, to kill, and to rob, kill, and destroy marvelously. I think one of the scriptures says that the Antichrist will have the power to kill marvelously. Here's the deal. We are under war, and we are in the intelligence gathering mode. Forgive me, they're in the intelligence gathering mode. You and I have talked about the equation. Years and years ago, I used IVND, India Victor, November, December. And IVND simply stands for Identify, Vilify, Nullify, Destroy. Christians are being nullified now. We don't matter. Our opinions don't matter. As a matter of fact, a Christian opinion is hate speech. Oh, and by the way, don't let babies be born because they're not a baby. They're just a piece of organic blob unless they can talk or some other denigrating thing. It makes me furious that we as a nation, so once blessed, have gone into the toilet. No, by the way, the cities on the West Coast, I remember talking to Henry Groover 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago now. And by the way, people, keep him in prayer. He's really, really fighting for his life. He said if God takes him to a foreign land and he drops dead on his feet, so be it. But he really needs intercession for strength. But I can tell you this, Dave, the sewage cities on the West Coast, Henry was forbidden by God to go and walk them to remit their sins. The Lord said, don't bother, they're destined for destruction. And I'll tell you which cities they were. Henry would never tell me this, but it was pretty easy because he kind of smiled, and he, you know, he's a wonderful man. The nice thing is that I want to be a blunt man, and he's a gentleman, so I guess that's one of the big differences, and I wish I had, you know, his surrender to the Lord. But here's what he said. San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and there was one other city, San Francisco, Seattle. There was one other big city on the West Coast that was absolutely scheduled for destruction. So people know what I'm talking about. Henry Gruber has walked the world in places where innocent blood has been shed, remitting that sin so the gospel could go forth. Those cities are given over to destruction. When I say that, I get so many emails from, quote, confessants. That's someone who says they're a Christian. Well, we're no worse than the rest of the country. That's not the issue. God has not. Oh, also Las Vegas. And I think that you should know, and your listeners should know, I think they're doing crisis actor recruitment right now for Las Vegas, aren't they?
I haven't heard that, but that wouldn't surprise me. I've said all along the Vegas massacre was a beta test for what's coming.
Yep, you're correct again, Dave. And I think people need to understand something. You're a logical and sequential guy. You're gifted and statistician, and I'm not kissing, you know, anything. I'm just saying you are. Therefore, you have laid out the research that people can follow. I get such a kick out of, some of my critics, some of your critics, because they don't think. And so, again, Goering's term, Goering was the head of the Luftwaffe, the Nazi Air Force, is thank God for them, meaning the Nazis, that people don't think. I would say if he were alive today, he'd say, thank God we got their minds, their telephones, and their computers, so they can't think. Not they won't, they can't. So here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. People are going to have to start doing this now. It's a matter of survival. You don't, and this is so hard for me because I'm an information addict, because I want to get up on my website, news posted as quickly as I can. But I travel now without my phone. I figure this. Somebody can wait 4 or 5 hours to get back to me. If those of you who send me stories to post, if I don't get them posted, usually you send them in time. I post in the morning, I try and post in the afternoon, and I post in the evening. But I'm making an effort, and it's hard, Dave. You don't realize, maybe you do you have a smartphone, you carry it everywhere and look at it all the time?
I don't look at it all the time, but I have it with me because I have an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah,
that's why.
I understand. And you know, and the deal is that, my wife has one, and people can get a hold of her if they want to get a hold of me. But in my case, I have to break my dependence on it, okay? And I'm just saying this. When things begin to go bad, every single location you go to in a day is already mapped in the databases. It has nothing to do with whether you turn the app on or not. The point being is they're mapping you at all times. So now we've got brain mapping very soon, okay? It won't be an action that will get you arrested or shot. It will be a thought, because the thought police are here. And they not only are here, and I hope people understand this, the social credit score is in America. It's just in the background until the right set of circumstances bring it to the foreground. I think you would agree with that, too.
I totally agree with that. I've written articles and I've done podcasts on the social credit system. It is here. I mean, this is how intrusive it is. I was doing a podcast on defending a 7-year-old having a lemonade stand in New York City, and I said, she's learning about capitalism. What's wrong with that? Before the podcast was uploaded to YouTube, they had already demonetized it. I'm looking at it. It's loading. It was like 12%, 15%. And then, ding, here comes the yellow demonetization. And I'm thinking, you guys are good, man. I'm glad that you watch me every second. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all AI, okay?
Yeah, I know.
And I'll be talking to Branson about something. No one, to my knowledge, even asked L.A. Marzulli, who, by the way, will be at Branson, and I need to get him on your show, you know. He's probably one of the world's experts on alien implants, because he's gone through someone who identified with one, had a CAT scan, had the X-ray, had it surgically excised on the spot, recorded the whole thing. But, Dave, I really believe that the AI, artificial intelligence, aliens came out of alien implants. And the first show on alien implants was, and this is important, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not taking a rabbit trail here. The first show was Invaders from Mars, a black and white, where the little boy saw the saucer land kind of on a hill and kind of a sandy quicksand area. Lo and behold, it's aliens, and they implant, they take his mom and dad, and they put implants in them. We've been told what's going to happen. So I'm saying that alien implants and the technology associated with aliens is what the secret world governments do, and I think that's what Jim Mars was saying to you. So the alien implant equaling artificial intelligence, or what I call antichrist intelligence, is what I will be dealing with too at Branson. Because no one, and I asked L.A., and I'm just saying this, L.A., did you ever hear that anyplace? And he said, absolutely not. So the perfect combination of, if you would, a organic substance blending or mixing or incorporating itself with an inorganic substance, or was even the implant alive itself? Kind of like the old movie, I forget, with Vincent Price, kind of like a crawler, where they had this like lobster thing in the back of the head, you know? I guess I've watched too many movies. But the point being, Dave, is the AI is going to take on a whole new area. That's how they know what you're doing. Listen, my friend, they've got these filters dialed in. I met with a man in another country, and he's one of the brightest computer guys in the world. They fly him everywhere. He gets big bucks. And he told me, I've said this on your show, and now I understand it. He said, Steve, they have achieved total transparency with AI. I'll define that for your listeners. They know everything. And I said to my friend, and I mean, that's not his name, of course. I almost sound biblical, friend. The thing is that how deep can they go? He says, Steve, they've got it. They've got it. And he said they can put filters in with certain people or certain groups, like marketing groups, where they can't go into the really nitty-gritty stuff. But he said they're absolutely have dialed it in. So algorithms, Dave, are following you, following me, following Lisa Haven. They're following everybody who's got a blog, anything, and all of us have been demonetized. I was demonetized 30 days ago.
Has that been corrected yet?
Nope.
Amazing. It's absolutely amazing. You know what they don't get? And this is one Achilles heel for the globalists. And I'll give you the example. In New Zealand, where they basically have gone through this false flag with the mosque, at least that's how it looked to me, and they said, well, okay, if you put something up there, it's critical, or if you run the video and show the flaws, 10 years in prison. And then they started just kissing the rings of all the Muslims in the country in bad white people. You're terrible white people. Well, now New Zealanders have a new pastime, Steve. It's wearing T-shirts that says it's not bad to be white.
Right.
They're pushing back now. And what they don't realize, and this happened with Donald Trump in the Republican primary, they bashed him, all the other candidates, all the media outlets. And the harder they pushed against him, the higher his ratings went. And this is what the globalists have an Achilles heel towards. They don't understand that Americans like underdogs, and if they keep pushing, they're going to force the rebellion. And I think they'd rather do it quietly.
Right. Well, let me say this. I think, let me answer that. I think they'd rather do it electronically, okay? You know this, Dave. The brain works in specific wave or frequencies, and if you use high frequencies, it'll affect the brain one way. Agitation, I think it's really low frequencies, you can put people asleep, okay? There's actually experiments, and they can do it. They can put you asleep instead of giving you drugs, you know, electromagnetically. There's all kinds of things. But here is the thing. People, this is now the time to speak up, act up, stand up. And you can do it legally. You can write letters to paper. You can discontinue buying any of the, you know, the, I call them sepsis sheets. Sepsis is blood poisoning. Any of the sepsis sheets that are trying to pass themselves out as newspapers. You can, if you hear some liberal psycho babbler, you can call and challenge them. But see, here's the thing, Dave. When you let people people slide, and when you don't challenge evil, the more you let evil slide, the more people it takes down with them. Stand up. And I tell people, stand up for Jesus. You don't need to be ashamed of him. Don't let the devil steal, you know, your joy. Don't let the devils, you know, what, they're going to mock? Yeah, hello. But here's the deal, and this is really important. I don't know what the percentage is of Congress that's still, you know, could you give me a percent? Because I don't. What percentage of Congress is still trying to do the right thing? What would you guess?
10%.
Yeah, and being you know, trying to be a little more generous, I'd say 15%. But you're right, I'm wrong. And the thing is that 10%. So you know, you take how few of people that is, and pray for these people. And those of you with big money, I'm talking about those of you with hundreds of millions and billions. You're not going to keep them because if you're Christians, guess what? I was told this by one of the most profane and wicked whoremongers that I tried to win to Jesus. And how I got hooked up with a guy is through another guy, and I started witnessing to him. And let me just say this, probably the most debauched individual, but he could not come back from where he was. But he did basically say exactly what the depth of these people are when they're into, you know, the globalists, what depths of perversion, and that he basically said, Steve, it's too late for them to come back, just like it's too late for me to come back. And then I dropped him off at Bozeman's Airport, Dave, and he wept like a baby uncontrollably. And this is a tough guy. He was a hitter, meaning an assassin. He had plastic surgery. I mean, I had pictures of him with Boris Yeltsin, and he's also a Yank that did time in Lubyanka. So, you know, these people that have been brought across my path, they tell you what the real world is like. It's not entertainment. So please, people, realize this. There's a whole different world out there than what you're being told, and you're being lulled to sleep, and I call it the lullaby of madness.
Well, I think you're right, and they've so infiltrated us. I mean, here's what I've discovered, Steve, in all the investigative work I've done. Jim Mars also used to say, we outnumber them. But I think I have to disagree politely with the late Jim Mars, because even though we outnumber them, they control the choke points of power. They control the media. They control the military-industrial complex. They control a lot of Congress, if not most of it. They control the intelligence agencies. And I could go on and on and on. So even though they're smaller in number, they clearly have the power.
Well, and absolutely, Dave, you're correct. I would have begged to differ with Jim Mars, brilliant man. And it's not, see, it's not us versus them. It's again, until you identify the supernatural evil that is corrupting, what would cause the Democrats to absolutely make war on God? Because as Bob Dylan's song said, you got to serve somebody. And the thing is that what would cause them to basically embrace Sharia law? What would cause people not to throw a stink about Ilhan Omar and all of the other people that have come to office under questionable legal rights? And here's the deal. How dare she, in my opinion, sit and criticize this nation? We didn't all pack up our bags and move to Somalia, and I've read where she's going back. I will absolutely, and somebody wants to tell her this, I'll pay for her ticket.
Well, she is going back. I mean, this is being widely reported, and I reported on it as well, too.
Well, if she, and I'll make my gift even commensurate on this. If she leaves next week, I'll be more than happy. I'll overnight her money or buy her the ticket. But she's got to leave next week.
I love it. Do you know what's happened to us, though, Steve? If we go back, and I should probably resurface some of this, if we look at the Soviet defectors from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they told us what was going to happen to us with the infiltration, and it's happened.
Lock, stock, and barrel. Was it, who was it that basically said it was one of them? That, I don't know if it was Suvorov or Bezmianz. I can't pronounce that guy's name. You know, the B guy that's on the video with the glasses.
Bezmianov, yeah.
Bezmianov. There you go. Yuri Bezmianov. The thing is that they also said, remember, they're going to turn the people against the police and the police against the people. It's going to be war. They're going to destroy the credibility of the FBI. He says that. They're going to take apart our intelligence agencies and infiltrate. They're going to buy our politicians. Hello? And, you know, the thing is, Dave, is that, you know, when a nation forgets God, there's a passage in Scripture, I think about it all the time, woe unto those nations that forget God. You know, and they're making war on him. I got news for you. You know, talk about taking on the wrong enemy for those that hate God. You know, they should fall on their knees and repent, but they won't. And here's the thing. Christians are gullible. Maybe we should do a combined novel, call it Gullible's Travels, okay?
I like that.
How
that's good.
Christians came to their own demise and didn't even care about it, you know? And when people are silent in the face of murder of these little innocent ones, there's no words I have. I've pleaded with God. I've done everything I know how to do. I've wept over this. God, these are butchers. They are butchers. They're killing your heritage. The Bible says children are the heritage of the Lord. And they're beyond freaking cannibals. And the thing is that they just mock us. I think the Planned Parenthood lady just made her statement that the greatest joy in her life was knowing that Christians had to fund Planned Parenthood with their money. Look in the history of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, and she was the quintessential racist. So I find it interesting that not all, a lot of black people are waking up, but some of the biggest loudmouth blacks still think it's the greatest thing in the world. And they were the single focus of Planned Parenthood when she started it.
Well, it just, I'm just tongue-tied because I tell you, I just read some pro-choice people protesting, and they're so vicious. They're not defending a woman's right to choose. What these people do is they just cross over the line and they're physically assaulting towards reporters. If anyone's wearing Trump clothing, they attack them. These people are out of control. Steve, where are they getting these people who, like the feminists who march? Under Trump, women have enjoyed the lowest unemployment rate in history, as well as the highest rate of increase of salary. How is he sexist? I did a podcast on this. I said, how is he racist? Send me the irrefutable proof, and I'll jump on the bandwagon with you. Steve, where does this crap come from?
Well, again, remember the scripture the prophet cried out in the Old Testament, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil.
Yeah.
And here's the deal, Dave. There's nothing, you can't argue rationally with them. When someone's irrational, I think my wife said easy, you know, and I'm sure she heard it someplace, but you can't argue with crazy, okay? Crazy's crazy. So how do you make a point? The people are so steeped in hatred, so filled with vitriolic spew, that they have lost their rational ability to even be, I would say, to enter into an argument. What does it boil down to, brother? It's boiling down to the law of the jungle, and unfortunately, that's what the country is coming to. And I would pray that, you know, that the bikers that, you know, what are they called, the bikers for Trump and those guys, I would pray they would show up by the tens of thousands and rev their engines around Pelosi's house and these individuals' houses. You know, they're not the ones throwing punches. They're not the ones threatening to kill Tucker Carlson, his wife and kids. When someone threatens to kill your family, they're stepping over the line. And, you know, they may not like you politically, but when they start to do that, the gloves come off. And I think people better adapt. Pacifism isn't a biblical perspective. I saw an article. Some big guy in one of the big churches is saying that everybody's got to submit to the government under Romans 13. We handled that years ago. But for the record, if that were true to a despotic government, then God would be sanctioning suicide, which he does not. And I want to go back, Dave. This is really critical. If you are in a church that is a member of the clergy response team, flee. Ask God, because that they will give you up and give you over in order to cover their own bottoms.
Well, I interviewed some people that have been in the clergy response team and they subsequently left. When they are in the FEMA camps, and this is absolutely incredible, they're not allowed to use the Bible. In fact, they're actually going to be used to go out to persuade people to surrender to go to a FEMA camp, like if there's an armed standoff. Of them have received training for this. But when they go into the FEMA camps, they'll say things like, well, God will test you, But DHS and their documents, and I was sent these documents, they said things like, well, Christianity's been misused, so don't quote the Bible. Don't talk about Jesus. And I'm thinking,
I saw that. I think it was on your, did you do an article? Because I saw that.
I've done an article on it. Right. And it was in follow-up to interviews I've done with people in the clergy response team. And Steve, it's just amazing to me how any pastor could go along with this, knowing the end goal is to take God out of any interaction they have with a person in distress.
Well, that's why I believe I came up with a name, and I believe it was inspired, Judas Response Team. Because remember, Judas was in the inner circle. And who do most parishioners trust? They trust their priest or their pastor, right? But the thing is that that's not going to be good enough. Jesus said his sheep hear his voice. He didn't give the other people. That's one of my problems that I'm seeing with this Pope. The Pope is absolutely making war on traditional Catholics, okay? And the liberation theology now is come full circle. It's liberating them from the Bible, and there's some traditional conservative Catholics that are taking it on. Meanwhile, the Catholic Church has gone into a record exorcist acquisition mode, even teaching, this is funny, teaching Protestant exorcists how to do it better, it being exorcising. This is a demon-infested planet now. All that God had placed in the way of evil, having unabated access to us, in my opinion, is gone. But the people take heart. Jesus said there's nothing present, nothing that's going to come, nothing from heaven, nothing from hell that can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. But I tell people this, it's not a corny statement when they say, well, what can we do? Well, the first thing is get right with Jesus. I don't know what people should do. I know this, every one of us has the one command, repent and believe. Okay? And then God says he's a good shepherd and he'll take us from there. But we've been taught by what I would call the professional religious prostitutes that, they're there, a little parishioner, I know better. No, you don't. And the Bible, I made this statement, Dave, and now it was even proposed by a Democrat, I forget what state. I said, 25 years ago, the Bible will be made illegal and ownership of it will be a capital offense. I said, get ready. It's not Fahrenheit 451. It's going to be Fahrenheit 902 because it's going to be twice as vicious. Anybody that knows Bradbury's book will know what I'm talking about.
Do you think that that time is upon us now? Because I'm seeing...
Yes.
I can't even talk about Christianity on Facebook and they take my post off.
Yep. Yes, it's upon us. It's upon us now. Come on, that the time might not buy, or the time will come we can't buy, rent, sell, or trade. The MasterCard, and listen to this, I thought, how appropriate, MasterCard, the Master's card. It's not talking about God, it's talking about Lucifer. And I put up a story for your listeners today, and I don't know if you can call it up on your screen right now, but it basically is how the CIA made Google. And I said, put the blue for people that can click on it when they see it. I'll leave it up. Or if you take Don't Be Evil and you take the blue D and you take evil, then you've got the devil, okay? And so interesting. They say don't be evil. That was their motto. But it's D-E-V-I-L. I spelled it on my website, and I sent it to you, I think.
Okay, I'll check it out. I haven't been on email all day.
Okay, so here's the thing. You ask me a question. Some people say, well, you don't know that for sure. Well, I will share this with you. There are three events happening that I went on record 25 years ago that when volcanoes started erupting, the world's larger volcanoes started erupting simultaneously across the world, know that we're beginning the tribulation, okay? I don't know if we're beginning. I don't believe we're in the actual tribulation yet, but we're leading right up to it. When cannibalism fills the headlines of the day. Do you know how many people talked about that when I said that? Nada. Zero. Nobody. Cannibalism was put into the Donner Party and maybe the Chilean airplane that crashed in the Andes, But that was it. Then I said there'd be war in the Catholic Church and it would turn into a shooting war. That's yet to happen. And, Dave, the thing is that in those days, people believed that, hey, you know, the Pope is infallible. Well, this guy certainly hasn't been infallible, has he? So the thing is that we're seeing now an attack on Jesus, obviously, from this Pope, and everything is okay that relates to the one world government, one world economy, and one world religion. He's embraced Islam and denigrated Christianity. He kisses a mullah on the mouth and basically, you know, I'll stop there. The point is that everything that has to do with biblical holiness, everything that has to do with biblical value, everything that God designed mankind to benefit and be blessed by, he's taken apart at the seams and twisted. And the word pervert means to twist or to change the original intent.
Well, they have done that, and they've done it to such a degree, I don't know that we can come back. Now, I don't want people to misinterpret my comments. I am a fighter, and I'm not done fighting. But, Steve, we're being overwhelmed. And here's where I'm disappointed with President Trump. He has the ability right now, because we have multiple Mexican army incursions across our border. That's an act of war. He's justified to do two things. Put the military arm by arm across the border where no one walks across at all, and find these tunnels using Project HARP that bring in the drugs, the kids, and so forth, and invade those tunnels and close them permanently. I mean, I'm just baffled. And then, of course, he can't win the 2020 election unless he restores the independent media, because he wouldn't have got elected without us in the first place. And he does nothing. And yet, he doesn't have to do much because they're breaking the law. He just has to use his attorney general. I mean, would you react to those two allegations?
Yeah, I want to react to it. Number one, the fact that Trump threatens and does nothing is really troubling to me, okay? I believe that he assuages the hope, or assuages the fear in, let's say, conservatives, but he raises a false hope, okay? Now, I went on record, I voted for the guy, and I made statements. I said this, Dave, and I'm a matter of record, I want to put it in perspective. I said Donald Trump will be used as God, as a prosecuting attorney, to bring judgment upon the United States. I said, look at how the right is being divided from the left, and look who's calling good evil and evil good. Obviously, the Democrats are at war with God. So I can't know the wisdom of God unless he reveals it. And the Bible says this, so people get it. God says he sets up the basis of men over kingdoms. A base man means a profane man. It doesn't mean somebody that's a goody-two-shoes, okay? And Matthew 25, I think it says, or not Matthew 25, but the Bible, in the book of Matthew, it says, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So violent men are wanting to take this wonderful planet by force, yet God himself will have to stop them. The problem is, Dave, the thing is that God responds to the prayers of his people. And here's what troubles me. Jesus asks a question that he doesn't answer, and I know what that means, and I'll share with your listeners. When the Lord returns, will he find faith on the earth? Well, I would say that's a different statement than Jesus says, and when I return, I'll find great faith. I think what he's saying is it's going to get so bad that it will be an act of miraculous grace for people to maintain their faith. And I tell people this. I don't boast in anything except his redemption. I know my failings, and people should just understand this, but in spite of my failings, your failings, our failings, God is faithful to protect us and deliver us from the evil days that lie ahead.
Amen to that. I remember once when I was being real feisty, and I'm talking quite a while ago, and you were quick to correct me. You said, Dave, the country probably can't be saved. Redemption will come through Jesus Christ. And those words have haunted me through the years, because as I progressed through the years, Steve, I saw increasing evidence for the wisdom of that comment. And I think this is where it's really come to roost with me right now. What comes out of this conflict that's coming, I actually foresee that we'll have a guerrilla resistance in this country that Jade Helm 16 practiced for. I do think people of this country will stand up and will refuse to be subjugated, but it'll be done as the extreme minority, and this will be a very violent place to live in, and we will have a Viet Cong kind of resistance. That's where I think this will all end up.
I agree with you, Dave, and I maintain that it's already in place. Now, here's what I want to be delicate. I can't be delicate, so I'll be the bull in the china shop, okay?
All right.
The thing that troubles me the most is when the first red, blue, and green list came out, you know, almost two decades ago, it was computer generated. Now it's algorithm generated. In other words, it was more of a tabulation, you know, and now the criteria changes and anybody can change it. So if you're anti-Islam, and even if you're anti-terrorism, if you're anti-Islam, you're the enemy now. And Obama put so many Muslims in office. Look, their Quran. The only guy that probably told the truth is Erdogan. When they were talking about peaceful Islam and militant Islam, he said, look, basically, I'll stop the BS. Islam's Islam, and that's a true statement. And then they went on to celebrate, I think in the last week or two, the slaughter of the Christians in Armenia. And he said it was a necessary event. So I guess, you know what? If you want to put your head on the chopping block, fine, but don't tell anybody else have to. I'm telling every woman, if you can, please take a concealed weapons course and where it's legal, learn to shoot. If you can't, then, you know, if you can't own a weapon, then seriously, pray about it, the Lord leading you someplace to family. I'm praying that the single people, Dave, not just people that are looking for mates, but I'm talking about widows, widowers, people that are elderly, I'm praying that there will be such a spirit of adoption that the word of the Lord that says he setteth the solitary and families will come to play. I'm praying that God is going to protect your listeners, my listeners, and hide them in the secret place. That doesn't mean hide them from dealing with this stuff. And I dealt with a gang member on the phone the other day. Let me tell you what he said. He's in prison. He's one of the members of a violent gang. He comes to Jesus, and he would go hide in a room where he could, in a corner, reading his Bible. And the Lord said, what are you doing in here with the corner with my word? And he said, well, Lord, you know they'll kill me if I go out there. Now, here's a guy with some cojones. And the Lord said to him, he said, and I won't say his name, he said, I want you to go out and share the same release I've given you in here, I'll give to them. Now, that takes, you know, somewhat to share the gospel, knowing, hey, you know, if you share it and they kill you, it was still God's will that he, you know, that you share it. But when the Bible says we're going to be witnesses to the end of the age and to the end of the world, you know, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, you know, that word witness is martyr. Yes. And now you've got basically a situation where people are willing to blow themselves up or infect themselves. And Dave, this is the only thing. I want to get back to the
Steve, we're just about out of time.
I better just say, yeah. Go to the Deagle report. They're talking about almost an 80% population reduction. Thank you, Dave, for letting me come on tonight.
Steve, you have been fantastic. And anytime you want to come on here, open invitation, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Quayle, what an interesting 2 hours. Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye, Dave. Good night.